Thank you very much. The title of our talk today, this is a talk that I put together in conjunction with Dr. Clinton Schock of the Oregon State University Malheur Experiment Station. This title is Surface Irrigation Systems That Deliver Bacteria to Vegetable Crops. In February of 2013, we were approached by the onion growers in southwest Idaho and eastern Oregon. This is a region that grows about one-third of the nation's dry bulb onion. Those are storage onions. The onion growers told us they had a problem and that they had reviewed the FDA proposed rules for fresh produce that the FDA was required to come up with under the Food Safety Modernization Act. Under the proposed rules, let's just review a couple of definitions. Agricultural water is any water, any applied water that comes into contact with the produce surface. Now, the onion growers told us there's no way to irrigate an onion without getting water in contact with the produce surface. And this was problematic because prior to harvest, agricultural water would need to be tested regularly, and it would need to have fewer than 235 CFU or MPN, take your pick, of E. coli per 100 milliliters. This is, in fact, the same standard borrowed from the EPA for primary contact recreational water. Producers would not be allowed to use agricultural water that does not meet the standard for fresh produce, and that is throughout the growing season. Under the proposed rule, and this is the 2013 proposed rule, the FDA is revisiting these rules in part due to the assiduous work that onion growers and others in southwest Idaho and eastern Oregon have done. But under this proposed rule, any fresh produce that is not usually cooked prior to eating would be called covered produce. So just to make this short, onions for fresh market, grapes for the fresh market. I knew that would happen. It's always the moderator's phone that goes off. Essentially anything that is going to the fresh market and that is not normally cooked would be covered under the proposed rule. Well, what is the problem? We are from a very dry, parched part of the country. In fact, this year, growers on the Oregon side who depend on Owyhee Reservoir are depending on 1.5 feet of water per acre. The Owyhee Reservoir could fill up to 7 feet per acre. It filled up to 1.5. So historically, to use the water efficiently, runoff water from agricultural fields has been used as source water for fields down the line. And what is the real problem? For those who can't see the slide, perhaps, and are reviewing this later, we have poop. So these Treasure Valley irrigation systems mix clean water with runoff water. And what we've found is runoff water, whether it's from livestock operations or just irrigated fields, seems to elevate the E. coli levels to those that would not meet the standard under the proposed rule. So for example, we have here for the Owyhee River Basin, typically 570 CFU per 100 milliliters during the growing season. In the Malheur River Basin, it's more like 1,000 CFU, and yes, we see water that exceeds 10,000 CFU, and this water is applied to onions. watch this space for the next talk. To orient you, here is a slide of Southeast Oregon and Idaho. The Treasure Valley is that big cluster there of red in the center, and we'll come back to the meaning of these red and green points. I'm going to talk about irrigation systems and water sources really briefly. We've identified two different types of distribution systems that are used in this area. The first is these linear distribution systems that are used in the small, narrow valleys, narrow long valleys, in the tributaries of the Snake River. Water is distributed along the length of a single feeder, usually, and parallel to that you have a river or creek. Both of these act as both source and drain. So you see water being taken from either of them and flowing whatever way is appropriate. As you go downhill, the water is reused. In our region, water is reused typically 7 to 8 times before it reaches a major river and its final drain. We also have a more complex irrigation system that you see on the littoral slopes of the Snake River. Here, we start from high bluffs and lower, and we see parallel ditches that act again, though, as, except for the main feeder at the top of the system, as feeder, then drain and feeder, drain and feeder, drain and feeder, again 7 or 8 times before you reach the final drain. I have termed these drain feeder ditches. So they act as a drain for what's higher up and a feeder for what's down below. And this is a schematic. You can see it's kind of a complicated system. But just to orient you, we have one feeder canal, the North Canal, and the siphons. Then off of that comes the Shoestring Ditch. Off of that comes the Old Oahe Ditch. All of that goes to the Nevada Ditch below the North Canal drain. Is that the 4 questions?
We've still got 1 more time.
So the North Canal subsystem drains finally to the surrounding rivers, the Oahe River, the Malheur River, and the Snake River. And analyze these a couple of ways. One is just whether or not there is historical presence of E. coli above those levels. And then another is an estimated season exceedance probability depending on the, based on the number of times that you would have to sample and the historical probability that the E. coli level would exceed the threshold in the proposed rule. And these red dots are 25%. So I really need to jump over here. I'm not going to have too much time for questions. Leave them for after the next talk. But what you see here is the primary source water, like here in the Oahu Reservoir. The primary source water would meet the standard under the proposed rule, and so would the main feeder canal. But once water is reused, the estimated exceedance probability for a grower for all of those red triangles that you see, all those are drains, for all of the red circles that you see, those are just sampling points along ditches and rivers, is over 25% in the growing season. That is an unacceptable rate for growers. So we need to redesign irrigation systems to deliver clean water to each farm, possibly injecting chlorine products into drip systems at a higher rate than is currently used, and all of the modern consumptive use practices would prevent runoff from coming off these fields and then being reused and having these higher E. coli rates. Thank you very much. I am told we still have 2 minutes for questions.
I'll just ask a quick question. So, in some of those water samples, 10,000 CFU per 100 mils, that's what I interpreted as being what you just said. Have you, and that's just generic E. coli, which is an indicator for human pathogens. Did you ever test the water for
the water in Mount, Kurt Nolte has pointed out that we have exceedances of, in one of these graphs that did not make it, please email me for the graph, exceedances during the irrigation season of over 1,000, often over 10,000 CFU in everything but the primary source water. Is that being tested for anything other than E. coli? Presently, it is not. It is not being tested for human pathogens. We are very fortunate, though, that the quality of data that was collected by, and these collaborators did not make it on the slide, by Gary Faw of the Malheur County Soil and Water Conservation District, and by Ellen Hammond of the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality. Quality is the word. Gary Faw has been sampling about 40 plus sites over the last 15 years every 2 weeks. And so this is quality of data that are really hard to find anywhere else, even though it's fecal coliform and later E. coli. Are there any other questions?
Your microorganism tests, are they, I'm sorry, I came in a little bit late, are they genetic tests or use plates that are kind
of something? This is, I'd have to look up the name of the exact test, but it's a CFU plate test with about half a dozen-ish large wells and 12 small wells, and you can compute the CFU within a hair's width. Not genetic. And that was the question. Did we have genetic testing available? And I'm sorry, I need to repeat the question so it's on the recorded slide. And with that, we better get on to the next speaker.